Yo, what's up? So, tonight I'm going to be at the Creek in the Cave running my Edinburgh show. I some form of it. I'm still figuring this whole thing out. I guess I could, it'll be fine. I'm not going to burden you again with my trepidations about going to Scotland and trying to do a show. It'll be fine. What's going to happen? They're going to throw things at me while I'm on stage? Fix the numbering issue. I had messed up the numbering of the last few episodes, but now it's all fixed. So if you were confused, I guess you weren't. No one said anything. I guess if I noticed that, I wouldn't say anything either. What, I'm going to bother Mark Maron that I see an inconsistency in his numbering? I'm not going to do that. Not that he has an issue. I'm sure he has a production team that takes care of all his episode numbering and other technical issues. It's just me over here. I'm a one-man show. Just me and my phone. Well, my computer. I use my computer to upload. But it's pretty bare bones. I don't know if you have that many, how many podcasts are out there doing. Oh, probably tons. There's so many podcasts. Maybe I'll start promoting this when I'm in Scotland. It might be, this show might get interesting while I'm there. Because it'll be, I'll be in a different country. Maybe I shouldn't build up anybody's expectations. It probably is going to be pretty much the same show. Well, what did I do last night? Oh, I just I went to the creek. It was fun. I tried watching that new Castle Rock on Hulu. But it's fine so far. I only got halfway through it because it hit like I was working on the show. And then there was that whole Cohen thing, so I'm scrolling Twitter forever. Then at like 2 in the morning, I'm like, oh, let me start watching Castle Rock. And then I'm like, maybe go to bed. Try to get up at a decent hour, which it sort of is. Okay, let's look at the news. I'm not going to go over... Yesterday I was too political. I apologize. If you listen to the show, you know my politics. Why do I have to keep telling you about them? I'm not a pundit. Nor do I wish to be. Those people are terrible. I guess Maddow is a pundit that I like. I don't understand when people mock her. She's pretty sharp. Seems smart. Well, I'm about to go down a whole nother political thing there. No thanks. Let's see. Oh man, no thanks. Not reading that. Disneyland agrees to pay its workers $15 an hour. Isn't that... That's fun news. That's good news. If you work at Disney, it's really good news. I think if you're going to visit Disney, you feel like, hey, these people are getting a living wage. I don't have to worry about this person in the Minnie Mouse costume suffering a heat stroke, freaking out because they're also broke and doesn't know... Don't know how they're going to pay their rent. So good on Disney. $15 an hour is not that much money. Is it? I don't know what I make an hour. I won't do the math on that sort of thing. I get by. Well, it's impossible to calculate what I make an hour, right? Because I get paid for doing a show. But say I'm on stage for anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour. But all the work I did on that material I did, I can't calculate what them making an hour. doesn't make any, and it would probably depress me. But I'm living. That's all that matters. But if you're working like at a fucking job, $15 an hour, that's only fair. It's like $7.50 is the national minimum wage. I guess states, some states have it better, but let's raise it up to 15. It's not. What's going to happen? They're going to raise the price of a fucking McDonald's hamburger 10 cents. All right, I'm getting political again. I don't think that's political. Don't you want to, if you go to Disneyland, you want the people there to be making decent money. They have your life in their hands. They're running these those dangerous rides. You have somebody has no will to live and doesn't care about their job running that teacup ride. Next thing you know, they hit it in Hyperloop, hyperdrive. You know, they turn it up to 10. It's not supposed to go above 8, and people are dying. I'm sure the teacup ride doesn't have a setting that makes people die, but I was joking. But I don't want to be sued by the Disney people. They're very litigious. World's oldest person dies at 117 years old. That is a long fucking time to be alive. Sounds like too long. It reminds me of a very funny joke by a friend of mine who's a hilarious comedian. His name is Eric Bergstrom. I encourage you to look him up. He's been on the Colbert, the Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he's also done a Comedy Central half hour. And he has this, world's oldest man just died. Luckily, he was quickly replaced by the world's oldest man. I think I fucked up the joke somehow, but it's funny. So now, the world's second oldest man, or person, I guess is just a person. It's not a they're not gendering the world's oldest anymore. It's just person. Let's just have one. You don't have to be like, oh, you're the oldest woman, you're the oldest man. You two should fuck. That would be fun if they're both attracted to each other and heterosexual. Two oldest gay, whoever. But the world's second oldest person must be pretty excited when they're waiting out that motherfucker. 117. For Christ's sake. Give me my time. I want to be at the top. 117. So you hit 80. You got another 27 years to go? That seems like a lot. No, 37 years. What am I? Another 30. Holy. That's a lot of being old time. Like, feel like say you get old when you're 80. Let's say that. 37 years of that seems tiring. I hope. I guess this person was probably in good shape. All right, let's do one more story. I'm gonna get out of here for the weekend, and then we have one more American show before I go to Scotland. I'm gonna take a couple days off next week to get settled. I hope that's okay with you. Sorry. I think it'll take 2 days. I might only take one. Who knows? But let's say two. Be prepared to have no show Tuesday and Wednesday. And then Thursday we're back in business. And we'll see how it goes from there. I could do one. We'll see. I'm not promising a Wednesday, but a Tuesday No fucking way. That ain't happening. Papa John sues Papa John's. That's a fun headline. Well, I guess I'm on the side of Papa John's, not Papa John. So, come on, dude. Just fucking go be rich somewhere. Why do you... I understand. You didn't invent a pizza. It's you made a company. It got successful. You're a racist piece of shit, but you're rich and you fucking talked your way out of the gig. You know, go fucking hit the bricks. Go. You get to live a nice life. What do you want to work forever? Why do people want to do more work? Once you're rich, enjoy. I guess he wants to leave it behind for his kids. Fuck him. Well, I don't like either one of them. So, but Papa John, I suggest my legal advice is go fishing. Go travel where people might not know you're Papa John. And they won't say, oh, look at this asshole. So there's probably a lot of places they have no idea who you are. All right, I will see you Monday. We love you.